The recession brought on by the coronavirus has hit female-dominated jobs particularly hard. The damage for women can be even more severe since they contribute more to household labor than men do, such as providing economic and social support for family members. A Pew Research Center survey found that Hispanic workers were more likely than U.S. adult citizens to have seen either pay cuts or job losses. For undocumented women in the Hispanic community, it becomes doubly hard since they do not have the advantages of those who are here legally. The undocumented women in this series are all from Guatemala, and only their first names are used to protect their identities. 40-year-old Isabella is a single mother with a 15-year-old son and has been in the country for 17 years.
My two sisters tested positive, and they lost their jobs. Each has three sons, and the three of us are single moms. So it is difficult. It is not easy because we work in the fields. We do not have privileges, and we cannot work in any other place because of our legal status.
Perhaps the greatest fear these women have is bringing the virus home and infecting their children. 38-year-old Francisca is a mother of four.
I am afraid, too, because it is contagious, and that my daughters might get it, or from where I am working. Now there is a lot of protection, but one never knows.
And that fear is not just felt by the parents. In this time of the virus, children have become fearful as well. 37-year-old Areli has been in the country since 2001 and is a single mother of a son.
He thinks that the virus is in the air. He does not want to even go out. He thinks he's going to contract it or that he will even die. And I sometimes tell him not to worry, but he does not even go out.
But it is those things that most of us do not think about, especially getting food for the family, that often falls on the mother's shoulders. And even taking advantage of the offer of lunches provided by schools while they're closed can be difficult for these women. 38-year-old Medina is a single mother since her husband was deported 2 years ago. She has two children.
Because I work, I cannot go get food from the school for my children. Because I work during the day, so I try to go to Walmart. I'm the only one who leaves the house. I use a mask and gloves. It's only me, and my children stay at home when I go shopping.
And it's the children who must stay at home that present the most pressing problem. For the women, it is ensuring that they are taken care of, including making sure that they do their homework while the school is not open. Francisca, who has been in the country for 20 years, says there are many in the community who help each other out.
I only phone my sisters to ask them if they can help with my daughter's homework, and they help me teach my daughter. As I work, my children cannot go to school to get the school lunches. They cannot walk either.
While families help each other out, there is still the threat of the virus spreading, even under these circumstances. Erica Gutierrez, a local activist with the Delaware Immigrant Fund.
If they have a grandparent that is overlooking them, that is great, but you know, if the kids go out and play with other kids, they are putting the grandparents at risk. It gives a really interesting dynamic.
We had interviewing and translation assistance from Charito Calvechi Mateco for this series. In the last segment, we'll take a look at the financial impact of the virus on these women and the efforts to provide economic assistance. This is Don Rushford, Delmarva Public Media.